Horrid Henry and the Mummy's Curse. Tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe. Horrid Henry crept down the hall. The coast was clear. Mum and Dad were in the garden, and Peter was playing at Tidy Ted's. Tee hee, thought Henry, then darted into Perfect Peter's room and shut the door. There it was, sitting unopened on Peter's shelf. The grossest, yuckiest, most stomach-curdling kit Henry had ever seen. A brand new deluxe Curse of the Mummy kit, complete with a plastic body to mummify, mummy wrapping gauze, curse book, amulets, and, best of all, removable mummy organs to put in a canopic jar. Peter had won it at the Meet a Real Mummy exhibition at the museum, but he'd never even played with it once. Of course, Henry wasn't allowed into Peter's bedroom without permission. He was also not allowed to play with Peter's toys. This was so unfair, Henry could hardly believe it. True, he wouldn't let Peter touch his Boom Boom Basher, his Goo Shooter, or his Dungeon Drink Kit. In fact, since Henry refused to share any of his toys with Peter, Mum had forbidden Henry to play with any of Peter's toys. Or else. Henry didn't care. Perfect Peter had boring baby toys. Until, that is, he brought home the mummy kit. Henry had ached to play with it. And now was his chance. Horrid Henry tore off the wrapping and opened the box. Wow! So gross! Henry felt a delicious shiver. He loved mummies. What could be more thrilling than looking at an ancient, wrapped-up, dead body? Even a pretend one was wonderful. And now he had hours of fun ahead of him. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, pitter-patter. Oh, help! Someone was coming up the stairs. Horrid Henry shoved the mummy kit behind him as Peter's bedroom door swung open, and Perfect Peter strolled in.